Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Twink Makaraig, and I will be your moderator for today's session, or this afternoon's session. It is titled, What is HER2 Breast Cancer? It will be delivered by a diplomat and fellow Philippine College of Physicians, a diplomat and fellow of the Philippine Society of Medical Oncology, a fellow of the Philippine Society of Oncologists, section head of the Medical Oncology of Davao Doctors Hospital and Southern Philippines Medical Center. She is Dr. Felicette Gay Martinez Lapus, a native of Davao, no less. Welcome her, everybody.
Thank you, Twink, for the introduction.
Well, first I'd like to, because I myself am not familiar with what HER2 cancer is, and so I was asking her earlier, and I don't know if you share my curiosity, but why was there a need to have this particular session on HER2 cancer?
Yes, first, it's difficult to follow a coping session, you know. Everybody's so up there, and so I have to all bring you down and be technical. No. But I have a few slides, and the slides will tell you why you need to know, why you have to be tested for HER2 new.
But doctor, we have all these breast cancer patients and survivors here already. Are you telling me that they may not realize that they have HER2 cancer?
Well, it depends on their doctor if they were tested for this. Mm-hmm. That's why this is actually the gist of what the lecture is about, no? That you need to have a HER2 test as part of your diagnosis of breast cancer. Sometimes you just know you have breast cancer, but you have to know the subsets, and you have to the need to know is because this will help in your prognosis, and this will help in deciding what your treatment plan should be.
Well, frankly, doctor, I myself had a breast cancer diagnosis, but I don't know whether my cancer is HER2. Hala. Whose fault is that? Hala. What does that mean?
Well, I suggest you have it tested.
Okay.
To find out, yes.
Well, then I'm sure that I'm not the only idiot here. There are others out there who probably also didn't know or understand the need to be tested for HER2. So all of you out there, just like me, I suggest that we give a great listen to what Dr. Gay has to say. And here she comes.
Thank you. The light was in my eyes, so I couldn't see anything. Anyway, as I said earlier, this is quite a technical lecture. No, I tried to. When they asked me to lecture on this topic, this is difficult. It is even difficult for doctors, non-medical oncologists, to understand. It will be more difficult for you. But I have a take-home message, which is very important. So bear with me for the next few minutes. I have a few slides for you. So the title of the topic is, What is HER2 New Breast Cancer? Next, please. So I'm sure through the day you've seen the statistics of what breast cancer is. No, it is the number one leading cancer in the world, number one leading cancer in the Philippines. Next, please. And it grows at a rate of 3% per year, according to the Philippine Cancer Facts and Statistics. If you look at the board, in 2008, that was the number of patients who had breast cancer, and in 2010, you can see the big increase. No? And maybe because it is attributed to early detection and all the screening that we are doing. Next, please. So again, looking at all the cancer sites in the Philippines, breast cancer will rank as number one. Next. Okay, just a rundown on what the risk factors are. Now, I'm sure you've heard it again in Breast 101. This is emphasized again and again. So one is, of course, a history of breast cancer. So if you've had breast cancer, for most of you who are survivors here, you have an 0.5 to 0.7% per year, no, from the time that you have been diagnosed, to develop a second breast cancer. And so that translates into a 10 to 15% incidence of developing a new cancer 20 years within the 20-year period. No? So that's why even after you have been diagnosed, vigilance is very important. Now, your follow-up, your mammograms, your screening, because of that risk. The second is a family history of breast cancer, especially in first-degree relatives. So if you have a sister, a daughter, or a mother have had breast cancer, then the risk is about 2 to 4 times that of the general population. No? And if your relative developed breast cancer at a young age, that is age 30s, and bilateral breast cancer, the risk becomes 9 times more. Next is benign breast cancer. So for those of you who've had cysts or adenomas, these are actually not malignant, and these are not precursors. No, they do not develop into malignancies. What you should watch out for are the hyperplasias. The hyperplasias are the ones that have increased in the number of cells. So if you have a breast biopsy that says it is you have hyperplasia, then you have to watch out and monitor. It is not yet cancer, but it can be a precursor. Next is early menarche and late menopause. Now, meaning to say you had an early time to start your menses and a long period of time before you develop menopause. And again, this is related to estrogen bombardment. So you've had estrogen for a long period of time, which has been attributed to be a risk factor. And at the same time, late first pregnancy or no pregnancy will be under the same explanation. You have continuous bombardment of estrogen. Because when you get pregnant, there is no estrogen production. So there's a rest. But if you've never been pregnant or your first pregnancy was at age 30 and above, then the risk for developing breast cancer is higher. That's about 2 to 4 times the average. Exogenous estrogens, these are your hormone replacement therapies. Right now there is a link between the development of breast cancer and hormone replacement therapy, especially on prolonged use. So you have to weigh the need for this hormone replacement therapy as against the risk factors, the risk factor of developing breast CA. And the other factor of lifestyle, alcohol consumption, weight gain, dietary fat intake, and physical inactivity, there is a soft correlation. So this is not as proven as the ones mentioned above, but at least you have to watch out for this. Next, please. So let's now go to the meat of my lecture. So when you see your medical oncologist, as my patients in this group will attest, we give you a list of what your good factors are and your bad factors. And from there we decide, do you need further treatment or is surgery enough? So these are what we call the tumor prognostic factors. We look at your tumor size, no? You see the histopath report. The histopath report will give you a tumor size. If your size is more than 5 centimeters, then that is a bad prognostic sign. Next, we look at the involvement of your lymph nodes. Are these nodes that were taken by your surgeon non-involved, meaning to say there is no cancer in the lymph nodes, or is there cancer in the lymph nodes? And we determine the number of nodes involved. And of course, when you have involvement of the lymph nodes, this gives you a poorer prognosis than when you do not have involvement. Next, we look at the grade of your tumor. How does your tumor look in comparison to a normal cell? That is what we call the grade. No? So we have 3 grades. We have a well-differentiated tumor, a moderately differentiated tumor, and a poorly differentiated tumor. And when you say that it is well-differentiated, it looks more like a normal cell with a little abnormality. And as you go ahead and get a poorly differentiated tumor, these are those that look entirely different from the normal cell. And this, again, will give you a poor prognostic factor. Next, you look at all the others. Now, you look at, is there lymphatic invasion? That means to say the tract to the lymph nodes, even if the lymph nodes are not yet involved, but the tract going to the lymph nodes already have tumor cells. Again, that is a bad prognostic factor. You look at vascular invasion, meaning to say the blood vessel. Are there tumor cells in the blood vessel? Because this is the way that it can spread to the other organs. Perineural invasion towards the nerves, not the areas of the nerves. And so these are the things that are important and will help your doctor decide on what else to do. And as Twink mentioned, there are things that need to be done aside from just looking at the tumor. And this is now getting what we call a breast panel. And the breast panel will consist of your estrogen receptor assay, your progesterone receptor assay, and your HER2-new. No? And for the ERPR, which has been in practice for several years, so I think most of you have had ERPR status taken. Now, the HER2-new is a relatively new test. So for those of you who have been diagnosed 20 years ago, maybe 15 years ago, we did not have the test yet. But for those of you who have been diagnosed in the last 5 years, it is mandatory that you have a HER2 test done. Now, let me explain what HER2 is first. Next, please. Sorry. Okay. So the HER2 is a gene. No? In the normal state, it stands. This HER2 stands for human epidermal growth factor 2. It is a gene that is located on chromosome 17. As you know, we are all made of chromosomes and DNAs. No? And what does it do in the normal state? It sends signals to the cells of the body, telling them to grow, divide, and make repairs. So it's very important. No? It controls growth in the body. And a healthy breast has two copies of the HER2 gene. Next, please. So this is how it looks in a cartoon. No? That the two entwined, I don't have a pointer, sorry. Those two entwined things there, those are the copies. So you're supposed to have two copies that is in charge of growth, dividing, and taking care of the cells in the breast cancer cells. Next, please. Okay. When this gene becomes abnormal, this is what happens. And this occurs in about 20 to 30% of breast cancer patients, wherein you will now have more than two copies of the gene. No? So if the gene with two copies causes division, what about a lot of copies? Then there will be more division. No? And so what happens is there is an overproduction of the HER2 protein, and this now, which is abnormal, will stimulate the cancer cells to grow and divide much too quickly and out of control. No? So again, the cartoon, which is the next. So this is how it looks. If you compare it to the first cartoon, there were only two. No? Now there, you have a lot. No? Because you have more than two copies. And so what happens when this occurs? Next, please. So this is what happens. In the background now is the tumor. Okay? So that is what HER2 can do to you. So what is the significance clinically? Next, please. So it shows that HER2-new disease is an aggressive disease, meaning to say you have an increased risk of recurrence and spread. There is decreased survival compared to the ordinary non-HER2-new disease. And one of the important things for your doctor is it influences the choice of drugs that your doctor will use. It is considered to be tamoxifen resistant. No? So even if you are ERPR positive, need tamoxifen, and you are HER2-new positive, you have to think if tamoxifen will really work for you, no? Your anti-estrogen. And fortunately, there are HER2-new targeted drugs available. No? And one of these drugs that is available, this is what it does. Look at all those yellow things. Yan. What it does, it is the drug combines with the receptor, so it does not cause proliferation of the cells. No? So basically, that is what HER2-new is. No? And the thing that we would like to emphasize, and also ICANSERV would like to emphasize, is that you have to be tested because it is an aggressive disease, and you have to be tested because you have to know what drugs to use. And if you can afford the targeted treatment, there is a drug specifically for that HER2-new. So next, please. So this is how it looks. No? This is a copy of what HER2-new laboratory results will show. It's classed as 0, plus 1, plus 2, plus 3 under the immunohistochemical staining method done. A 0 and a plus 1 is considered to be negative. A plus 3 is considered to be positive. A plus 2 is in between. So you do not know with a plus two. And so if you get a plus two, you have to move on to the next test, which will confirm whether you are a negative HER2-new or a positive HER2-new. And the next test, next please, is the FISH test. It is fluorescence in situ hybridization test. We do not do it locally here in Davao, but we do send out our specimens to NKI, Medical City, St. Luke's for the FISH test. And the FISH test will confirm whether you are positive or negative. No? But we only do the FISH test for HER2-new plus 2 because that is the gray area. No? And if you test positive, then this is the type of disease that you do have. Next, please. So, my take-home message for this lecture is that all, again, I would like to emphasize, all breast cancer patients should have their tumor tested for HER2-new overexpression, that is through the IHC method, or amplification through the FISH method, because the results of which will influence the outcome of the disease and the proper way to effectively treat it. No? And the best time to get your HER2-new is on a fresh specimen. No? I don't know. Your tumors, when you undergo your mastectomy, your tumors are placed into paraffin blocks and preserved. No? But the fresher the specimen, so meaning to say newly diagnosed, the better to pick up the rate of being HER2 positive or negative. And so if you have an archived specimen, meaning to say 10 years ago, then you might lose it might be either false negative or false positive. So this is the best way to take it when you have been newly diagnosed. When you develop a metastatic disease, we again test for HER2-new because there is a possibility of change. You might be positive in the primary breast diagnosis, but in a metastatic tumor, it might turn out to be negative or vice versa. And this occurs in about 20% to 30% of cases. And I think that ends the lecture. As I said, it's highly technical. I had such a difficult time trying to make you understand what it is. And I told Twink, maybe in the question and answer portion, I can hear your thoughts about it and we can share our experiences. Thank you.
Yes, yeah, so maybe I should start off by asking, so who here, I'll answer that in a bit, but who here has HER2 type cancer? Yeah? One, two?
Plus three, huh? That's plus three? It has to be a plus three, huh?
I'm sorry, can you raise your hands higher, please? So we have maybe a handful of people, no, yes. Doc, who know for sure that they have HER2 plus 3. Mm-hmm. Can I see a show of hands? Who here does not know kung may HER2 ba siya o hindi yung cancer niya? Kasama ko doon. Yes. Okay, we have, yeah, a few people, including that gentleman. Ganon? Could the male have...
Okay. The incidence of male breast cancer is 1% of all female breast cancers. And they are treated the same way.
Okay, so may breast cancer na siya, it's HER2 breast cancer pa? This gentleman could possibly have...
I think he said he does not know.
Ah, he does not know. But is there a chance that it could be HER2?
Yes.
Yes, even in okay. All right. And so I will assume that those who did not raise their hands have been tested and know that they're negative for HER2. Is that it? Okay, so I guess then that we should address the next questions to those who either do not know or know that they have it. Hindi kaya, Doc?
Yes. As I said, the best time to test is really if there is a fresh specimen no? So if you've been diagnosed 10, 20 years ago, the tumor may have degraded, so it will be difficult to test, no? So most probably you are not a HER2 positive disease if you have survived 10, 20 years, because this disease is very aggressive.
Okay. So in all likelihood, kung may 10 years na kayong cancer free, then you do not have HER2
probably,
cancer.
Okay. Probably.
In all likelihood.
By inference, yes.
Uh-huh. Did I hear a question?
Yeah. Dr. Hani said there's a chance of conversion, right? So we'll do that when you get a metastatic disease, no? That's what I said. When you develop a metastatic disease, even if you were tested before, you have to have a retest because it can convert.
All right, and we have a question from this lady.
Doc, yung HER2 mo negative.
Yes.
Presently result mo. Tapos mag-test na naman kabaka mag
No. It is only tested once. Okay? When the tumor is removed, it is tested once. Okay? So you may either be negative or positive. If you develop a recurrence, meaning to say 5 years from now, 10 years from now, you develop a recurrence, and that recurrence can be biopsied, because some recurrences cannot, no? Can be biopsied, then it is best to have it retested because it can change.
So negative ka ngayon, but then in the future posibleng maging positive,
yes,
siya if a new tumor develops.
Arises, yes.
Okay. But I would like also to emphasize one of the points Dr. Gay made was that basically, Doc, sinasabi mo in the last 5 years mandatory yung,
yes,
testing
that
for
was
her
when
too.
The testing became available.
Okay. So if anyone has been tested for cancer in the last 5 years.
HER2.
If anyone has been tested for cancer in the last 5 years, kasama na dapat dyan yung testing for HER2.
Dapat, kung na-diagnose sila in the last 5 years. No?
Yes.
Because nag-available na yung test na yon. Now, some of your doctors will say, why test when the drug is so expensive? Okay, the scientists have now discovered a cause, which is the HER2 gene. No? And so they have also developed a targeted therapy for that. So meaning to say, these drugs, which we call targeted therapy, will only work if you are HER2 positive. So this is trastuzumab and lapatinib. No? However, these drugs are quite expensive. So your doctor may say, why do we test if you cannot afford the drug? Diba? Better na lang we will not know. Diba? But no, because it will help your doctor decide. Regardless if you have the capacity to financially afford the targeted therapy, then it is best to test because you can prognosticate. You can tell your patient, this is an aggressive tumor. Let us use a better chemotherapy drug. Let us not use tamoxifen because it might be tamoxifen resistant. No? Let us choose the better drugs if you cannot afford the targeted therapy. So that is why I keep emphasizing, regardless if you can afford the targeted treatment, have a HER2 test done.
But are you saying, Doc, na in all likelihood, yung mga HER2 cancers are resistant to the more traditional therapies like tamoxifen?
When we choose our chemotherapeutic drugs, we have protocols. And HER2 new disease is resistant to the non-anthracycline containing drugs. Yung red drug, for those of you who have received chemotherapy, you will always remember the red drug, right? Oh, yon. That is one of the best drugs for HER2. So if you are HER2, yun ang pipiliin ng doctor mo, no? Rather than the drug that does not have the red, rather than the protocol that does not have the red drug, no? So ideally, you should receive Herceptin. That is in an ideal setting when financially you're able to do so. But if you are not able to do so, then your doctor is guided by what drugs to use.
Yes, any other questions, particularly from those who do know na HER2 yung type ng cancer nila? Yes, ma'am.
Doc, bali, 2007 I was operated, but it's not a mastectomy, it's quadratectomy, so I didn't take the chemotherapy. I have HER2 plus. So do I need chemotherapy or what can I do?
In 2007?
Yes.
Okay. You were tested and it was positive for HER2 disease?
Yes, yes.
So did you receive the drug?
No. No okay. Chemotherapy, only radiation.
Okay, what was the HER2 test? Plus 1, plus 2, plus 3?
That's what I didn't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, you need to quantify.
So if it's plus 2?
Oh, plus 2, then you need to go further and get a FISH test.
Another?
Yes, because plus 2 is a gray area. You don't know if you're negative or positive. So the next step is to go ahead for a further testing. It's called FISH. And the FISH will now determine if you are positive or negative.
Okay, thank you, Doc.
But Doc, sabi niya 2007
yun
pa yan
eh. Oh. Kung 2007 pa yan at wala siyang recurrence ngayon, then you will do the test when there's a recurrence. God forbid you don't get one. No?
But you said you had not a mastectomy, but? Ano yan?
Quadrantectomy. Okay. When you are dealing with breast cancer, there are several options for surgery, depending on the size of your tumor. So in Western countries, they go for breast conservation. So if the tumor is small, they do not do a modified radical mastectomy as they do here, but they do a quadrantectomy, a segmentectomy, no? So getting only the disease portion. But you have to have a criteria for that, huh? If your tumor size is more than 5 centimeters, that's not gonna work, no? So it has to be a small tumor, early, no? And so you preserve the nipple, you preserve the rest of the breast. However, these patients should undergo radiation therapy. So you will receive either a segmentectomy, quadrantectomy, plus axillary nodal dissection because you cannot stage without the presence of the nodes, plus radiation in lieu of an MRM. And the survival data will show that you have the same results.
Okay. Well, so it sounds like it was a small tumor, kaya it was just a lumpectomy, right? And radiation versus chemo. Pero yung test revealed her to have HER2.
Yes,
so,
but the problem is she does not know if it is 1, 2, or 3.
Okay.
Yes.
But you believe it was 2, ganun
two.
Ba?
It was 2. Uh-huh. So ideally, if you were diagnosed at that time, no, in 2007, then you should have undergone further testing with FISH. And if it turned out to be positive, then you should have received the drug. However, since that is 2007, 8, 9, 10, 11, most probably this is negative.
Mm-mm.
Again, most probably by statistical, ano ha, by statistics, because HER2 new disease will only occur in about 20 to 30% of all breast cancers.
And dahil nga aggressive siya, dapat by now nagkaroon na siya.
Yes, you actually see a recurrence in 1 to 2 years.
Okay. Any other questions? Yes, ma'am.
Good afternoon, Doc. Ilang years ba yung tamoxifen na i-take? I'm taking that since 2007?
Yes. The tamoxifen in the adjuvant setting, meaning to say for early breast disease. Now, you have to quantify. Do you have early disease or do you have advanced or metastatic disease? What do you have?
Stage 2A.
Okay, so that is early disease. So, tamoxifen is pegged at 5 years. You have to take it for 5 years.
After five years, though?
Yes. It is only given for 5 years. After 5 years, well, there is a study. If you want to continue on with more hormone therapy, 5 years of tamoxifen followed by 5 years of an aromatase inhibitor. That is an option. So, you can stop tamoxifen after 5 years, or you can opt to continue using another drug for another 5 years.
What about just stopping with the drugs altogether after the 5 years?
Yes. That is possible also.
So, I mean, at what makes you decide whether to continue taking medication or not? After 5 years of tamoxifen.
It will probably depend because the data of 5 years tamoxifen plus 5 years letrozole, this is the other drug, shows you that it gives you further protection, no? And maybe you have to choose the patients who will really need it, no? The prognostic factors from the start will help guide you, will help guide your doctor. Does this patient need another 5 years? Because you have to look at the financial side of that, no? And you have to also, and this is a more expensive drug, the next 5 years. And of course, you have to look at the side effect profile, no? So it's a risk-benefit ratio that you have to weigh.
Other questions? Yes, over here.
Regarding dun sa treatment for HER2-neu positive, how soon should it be taken? Kasi in my case, I was diagnosed 2.5 years ago, pero because of costs and the risks that were explained to me before, I decided not to take it. Kung if I will decide to take it now, would it be as effective as taking it 2 years ago, or okay na na hindi ko siya kuhanin ngayon?
So you tested her to plus 3?
You tested? Akala ko sabi mo no.
No, her positive ako. 3.
Positive siya.
Oo, but she did not opt to get the treatment then because of expense. Yeah. Is that it? Yes. Well, the clinical trials will show that you can... Dr. Dennis is doing a clinical trial and they're doing testing even far beyond the time that you were diagnosed. So we're trying to look into that. If it still works beyond the time frame that we usually give it. Usually when you're tested positive, you can either have it together with your chemotherapy, okay, but of course the added expense, no? Or you can have it right after chemotherapy. Okay, so that is the standard of practice. There are clinical trials right now that are looking into giving it further on, like that, 2 years later. Will it still work? Yeah. So, as I mentioned, Herceptin or Lapatinib are very expensive drugs. Fortunately, we do conduct clinical trials right now for HER2-positive disease. No? And so if you can make it into the inclusion-exclusion criteria, the drugs are given for free. The entire length of time that you need it. I have one patient here who has been receiving Herceptin. Where's Mrs. Luengas? How many months na tayo po? 1 year? Okay, she's on a clinical trial for Herceptin. She has been receiving the drug for a year.
So, Doc, your recommendation to this young lady is to apply for admission to the clinical trial?
To see if she can make it into the inclusion-exclusion criteria. However, in Davao, we do not have the trial. Cebu has the trial, and Manila, right? Where in Manila then, would you know? Anong site sa Manila? Adjuvant. Dr. Dennis is a medical oncologist from Cebu, president of the Philippine Society of Medical Oncology. And he's doing clinical trials on trastuzumab and lapatinib.
Yeah, good afternoon. It's very unfortunate that we already closed the trial. It involved another HER2-directed drug, targeted drug. And because currently the standard of care is to give Herceptin, yeah, as I mentioned, no, it's either with chemotherapy or after chemotherapy for a year. This study, which closed, we call it the TEACH trial, irregardless of the length of time, as long as the patient does not have disease, entered and received Tiker. So that, you know, being an adjuvant trial, it would take really a lengthy period of observation, usually to come up with a data of survival for 10 years. So it closed way back in 2008, the TEACH trial. So we will be probably getting the first update, the 5-year update, this San Antonio Breast Conference. It was not going to be efficacy, but on safety. It will be issues on safety. So that's how clinical trials go. But there are a lot of other clinical trials that involve advanced disease, and I understand yours is an adjuvant treatment. So I'm sorry that we don't have that anymore. Okay.
Here in Davao, we only have it for the advanced disease.
Uh-huh. So what can she look forward to? I mean, what opportunities loom in the horizon for her?
Right now, she has to be vigilant. No? Because your disease is positive, you did not receive the optimal treatment, so you have to be vigilant about a recurrence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then would you know if there are any clinical trials opening up that she can look forward to or watch out for?
As Dennis and I mentioned, our clinical trials right now are on metastatic disease or recurrences. So there are trials that are open right now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But which would be suitable for her?
Yes, she should go into a Herceptin or a Lapatinib clinical trial because these are the targeted therapies, if in case it recurs. Hopefully not. Knock on wood.
So if in the event of a recurrence, she's pretty much guaranteed na may mapasukan siyang clinical trial.
In the event of a recurrence, she has to be tested again, right? Because there is a 20-30% chance that it will
change.
It will revert. Okay. And if you test positive and you fulfill the criteria of the trial, then you can enter the trial.
Yes.
One of my oncologists suggested taking Zoladex injections with tamoxifen, but the other doctor does not agree. What is your position on that?
Yes, Zoladex is an anti-hormone, no? Because you're premenopausal, right? Okay, so you're estrogen positive, right? Okay, so again, okay, ERPR. Okay, so the reason why she's taking tamoxifen is because she's she is ERPR positive. That is the first rule that you have to have. If you are negative, the drug will not work. Next, she is premenopausal, so that's why this is the drug of choice rather than an AI, because an AI, which is an aromatase inhibitor, is for the postmenopausal, no? And because you are suppressing estrogen, right? So you have to have complete suppression. So your if you're still menstruating with the tamoxifen, okay. So that's one of the guides that you can do, because you have to have total suppression. So you can probably test for your estrogens, and if it's still high, then you have to add a second drug to suppress it, and that is where Zoladex comes in. Yes. So it's a two hormone treatment, an anti-estrogen and the Zoladex is something higher. In lieu of Zoladex, you can have an oophorectomy, but that is a permanent solution because this is surgical. The medical side of it is suppression by Zoladex, then you suppress it for the length of time that you are taking that you will be taking the drug.
Did she answer your question? Because parang she had her dilemma was that her two doctors were recommending contradicting things.
Two schools of thought. Yes.
Okay. So kanina ko pumanig.
Kanino ka pumanig?
No, who did you side with?
Sa akin, magte-test muna siya kung ang estrogen levels niya are still high. And if your estrogen levels are still high, you will need the Zoladex. Because you really have to suppress the estrogen.
Other questions? Yes.
Doc, I just had my mastectomy last September 1. And I have here the surgical pathology report negative 4 tumor cells, 10 lymph nodes, and all lines resection. Then negative for residual tumor cells, breast modified radical mastectomy. Kasi doc, yung aking breast mass is mucinous carcinoma. So, ang ginawa ko, nagkaroon ng radical mastectomy. So, by your own personal opinion, doc, ano kaya yung status ko nito? Kasi sabi ko lang pa daw ako ng isang test result, yung histopathology. Mm-hmm. So, I was told, I will wait for that result that will... The decision will be by that, kung chemo or hormonal, or biological.
Biologicals. Yeah. For that result, you said this is mucinous, right? No residual disease when MRM was done. Negative lymph nodes. How many lymph nodes? 10? Okay. So, what you don't have there, if you go back to my prognostic factors, are the degree. Maybe that's what your doctor is waiting for, the degree of differentiation. Yeah, because it's, you didn't mention it, that's one. And of course, you have to have the breast panel, ER, PR, HER2-new. You have to have that. So it is not enough that you have a pathology report. Now, before, we're so used to just a pathology report. When I came back to practice several years ago, I'd get reports of breast cancer, just that. My gosh, you don't know what to do because, you know, you have to go into what type, what grade, how many nodes. No? Of course, it has improved through that time. And now what is mandatory is having the breast panel, aside from just having your histopath report. You have to have ER, PR, HER2-new. Yes.
So, yan ang
what your doctor is waiting for.
So, you're saying that the doctor neglected to subject her to this test?
I think you're waiting for that, right? Oh, yes. She's waiting for it.
Oh, okay.
So the decision has not yet been made whether she will receive further treatment or not because you have to have the complete histopath plus the breast panel.
And was that your question? That what did your question have to do with it?
Did I agree with her doctor to wait?
To wait. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
To wait for the results.
All right. So that's settled. Any other questions? Parang someone was raising. Yes.
Doc, kung tapos ka na nag-chemotherapy, tapos nag-undergo ka na radiation, tapos bumalik naman yung maliit na mga bukol, is it recurrent or hindi lang nakakuha lahat?
Well, it depends if these are new lesions that you see. Wala ba yan noon?
Pag radiation, Doc, meron na siyang kapa.
O kaya nga, after your surgery, wala yan. Wala. So, kumbaga, it is probably a new lesion.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you have to have a biopsy. So that you will know whether it is a recurrence.
Na-biopsy na po, Doc, tapos nag-chemo na naman siya ulit.
Oh, so recurrence nga siya.
Ah, recurrent na.
Then I'm asking you, binayopsy yung nakitang mga bukol ulit?
Opo.
Tapos what happened? Nag-chemo ka ulit?
Hindi, o ako, siya ko.
Sandali.
Kaya, tinanong...
Okay, ulit. Ulit. Ah, sige.